91X News.
It's 1 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good evening, I'm Ashley Clark. People can expect a new report on how Belleville's downtown initiative will plan to stay under budget after tonight's City Council meeting. The project has been debated by Council at recent meetings. This is because the first stage of the construction, which goes from Station Street to Pinnacle Street and Victoria Avenue, pushed the overall project $10 million over budget. City staff have already proposed other ways to fund all sections of the downtown construction. The previous report on the project suggested that additional funding could be found from federal and provincial governments. Quinte Mall is expecting large crowds this weekend. Black Friday promotions have already started, and many stores in the mall are promising outrageous deals starting November 27th. The Quinte Mall will be opening extra early that day at 7 a.m. They will also be giving out two $500 gift cards and one $250 gift card. Three people who attend the Black Friday event wearing a special t-shirt will be selected to receive one of the gift cards. The mall is selecting 50 t-shirt winners through their Facebook page this week. The RCMP has prevented bravery awards to 20 Mounties and officers for their actions when a gunman stormed Parliament Hill last year. The presentations took place today during a private ceremony at RCMP headquarters. Loyalist College played host to the Canadian Blood Services Blood Donor Clinic today. Nick Ogden has more.
The annual blood donor clinic filled the gym at Loyalist College today with 75 donors coming out to help others. Kathleen Corbett is the clinic services supervisor for Canadian Blood Services. She says that the 10-bed clinic was hoping to get 72 units of blood. Jill Cadeau is a practical nursing student at Loyalist, and she says it's important people donate.
It saves a lot of lives. There are a lot of different people, all different blood types. There's accidents, and not enough people do donate.
Cadeau, who has donated blood on more than one occasion, also says that there needs to be more education about donating.
Not a lot of people understand how much blood is needed to save one person's life in a tragic accident.
Corbett says out of those who booked appointments today, 68 units had been collected, with a few more to be counted. Nick Ogden, QNET News, Belleville.
Between November 16th and November 23rd, members of Central Hastings OPP responded to 10 car versus wildlife collisions on roadways and highways throughout Medoc, Marmora, and Tweed. Most of the collisions involved deer, however, a coyote and a fox were also reported. People are asked to stay alert, especially in the morning, at dusk, and at night. An example of these dangers comes from a recent report emergency officials released. They say a woman who tried to avoid a deer on the road in a rural area near Ottawa ended up crashing into a ditch. Paramedics say the 18-year-old woman suffered head and chest injuries and was taken to hospital. OPP say deer are very active and may be seen crossing roads in rural areas this time of year. That's QNET News on 91X to 502. In sports, in baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers have officially hired Dave Roberts as their new manager. The 43-year-old former major leaguer served as a bench coach for San Diego during the last two seasons.
Robinson dashes for the plate.
It was over half a century ago that Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in baseball as a player on the Dodgers. Now the team is hiring its first minority manager. Dave Roberts was a Dodgers center fielder over a decade ago. He also played for the Indians, Red Sox, Padres, and Giants. Now the 43-year-old will lead the Dodgers. Roberts' father is black. His mother is Japanese. He takes over for Don Mattingly, who left the team last month. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Toronto Maple Leafs will be hosting the Bruins at Air Canada Center tonight. The New York Rangers take the NHL's top home record into their game against defensively challenged Nashville. The Kings will be trying to stop a two-game slide when they skate into Florida. Vladimir Tarasenko leads St. Louis into its game at Buffalo. In the NBA, the 76ers have a good shot at earning their first win of the season and breaking a 24-game losing streak that dates back to last season. Philadelphia takes a 14-0 record into tonight's game at Minnesota, where the Timberwolves have lost 14 in a row. The Sixers are coming off of a painful loss at Miami, in which they surrendered an 11-point fourth-quarter lead. Cleveland will host Orlando. San Antonio will play tonight's game against Arizona. The surging Knicks are playing the Miami Heat. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, tonight increasing cloudiness with a 60% chance of flurries and a low of minus 1. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of flurries early in the morning and a high of plus 5. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries or rain showers in the evening, a low of minus 4. And Wednesday will bring a mix of sun and cloud and a high of plus 5. At 5:04, it's 1 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Ashley Clark. News on 91X, next at 6.